I become a student here because I realized very, very quickly that what was being built here was something that I've been hungering for all of my life. And I have connection. I was not raised in a charismatic church, as I've told you. Vineyard was as close to charismatic as I ever got. And it's a different kind of charismatic. It's a little bit more on the evangelical side of charismania. I don't know if that's a word, okay? But nonetheless, it was very, very charismatic. And ironically, most of what makes the Christian music industry go round and round and round is absolutely nothing to do with the charismatic church. Charismatic church is, whatever reason, they're not impacted by Christian radio. Who is impacted by Christian radio is very thoroughly, staunchly evangelical churches, particularly the Bible Belt. So if you have a song that has become successful on Christian radio, guess where you find yourself ministering a lot? The Bible Belt, okay? You find yourself ministering in very thoroughly evangelical churches, and which is awesome. I love evangelical churches. I love the things that they champion. I love the things. I mean, their love of the Word and their knowledge of the Word is amazing and wonderful. Some of the things I am not so in love with is something when it comes to the culture of worship has been lost. Has been missed, and I'm not the only evangelical, you know, to figure that out. You know, I've visited lots of Calvaries. I've listened to Skip Heisek teach on this. I've listened to a lot of different people begin to realize, you know, Tozer, well, A.W. Tozer, you guys know who Tozer is. Thank you, Lord. Tozer, you know, said, you know, that worship was the missing jewel in the crown of the evangelical church. It's just like there's something not there, And so obviously a lot of you guys are here. You're attracted to this culture, particularly this culture of worship. It's why you're here in this school. And I want to tell you guys, I want to give you...